This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You're listening to a Joycast from GLBTIQ community radio station, Joy 94.9. Bent Notes is our weekly jazz program going to air each Sunday night.
G'day, David Moyle with you here on Bent Notes. After a year without a festival in 2019, the Wangaratta Festival of Jazz and Blues was working towards their 30th anniversary program when the world was hit with the COVID-19 pandemic. This year has been one of much uncertainty for all public activities, but the Wangaratta Festival have announced that the National Jazz Awards will proceed this year across the weekend of October 30 through November 1. To tell us more about the awards, it is my great pleasure to bid a very warm welcome to Bent Notes to Dave Fuller, the chair of the Wangaratta Festival of Jazz and Blues, and Kristen Berardi, the past winner of the National Jazz Award for Vocal, and now a career vocalist across jazz, contemporary and experimental fields, as well as being a composer and an educator. A big welcome to both Dave and Kristen.
Hi, David. Thanks for having us.
Your team have had a really challenging couple of years, to say the least. It is so good to hear that the National Jazz Awards will be proceeding this year. What's the view of the committee of the importance of these awards to the jazz world?
We're absolutely thrilled to be able to announce this earlier in the month in terms of being able to support great local talented emerging artists. We feel that this is part of our core ingredient to the festival, so we're quite excited to be having it.
Was it a difficult decision to make to actually turn around and say as a committee, we're going to do this?
Not so much for the National Jazz Awards. We saw that there was an easy way to either incorporate digital, pre-recorded, live, a combination of all three, and do so safely with COVID restrictions. So this was one element of the festival that we felt comfortable forging ahead with.
Kristen, you were in the final three vocalists back in 2005, and you won the National Jazz Award back in 2012. When you participate in the awards, what's the impact to you as a musician? And then what have you found that they did for you moving on into your career?
It was a wonderful experience to be part of the festival. It's such a big deal in terms of like Australian jazz's annual calendar. It's always such a joy to be a part of that. Winning it, you know, like having that financial backing. None of us are, you know, choose to be artists for the fame or the dollars. It was such a blessing to my life at that stage, and it meant that I could back myself in some artistic projects that I wouldn't have otherwise been able to do. Also, it meant that because of having that accolade, it gets your foot in the door in other areas. So you might get an email back now from someone, or you might get an opportunity to play somewhere else. So, and I know that Wangaratta Jazz Festival is very much respected. A lot of my colleagues who reside overseas love it and, you know, hold it in high regard. So, yeah, it certainly helped my career and helped my actual life as well. I've got two kids and so it was nice to be able to feel like I could do some music work with the money, but also have a bit of a buffer for my family life as well.
Are they following in your musical footsteps?
They have beautiful singing voices. My son, Ollie, plays violin very reluctantly, and Emily started flute this year in a similar fashion. They really like music, but they're actually a bit more into art and drama. Like, they're both really good artists, love drawing, and they're very theatrical. So. Oh.
Well, that's good to hear, I think, probably, because it says that they're catching the bug off you and they're going to be able to use those skill sets throughout their life in some fashion.
I hope so. I hope it just brings them some joy. Yeah, whatever they choose to do. But it's pretty funny that, like, my son showed me a song on YouTube the other day, you know, that they very, very boldly tell me how much they hate jazz.
Oh, really?
And so, yeah. I'm sure it has capitals, you know, when they're saying it to me, but he showed me this. It was a Pokemon song, but it was all done like in a ragtime kind of style, and I was just like inwardly just beaming.
You
but on
would
the outside
be.
I was like, oh yeah, that's okay, yeah, nice, mm-hmm. Yeah, sounds good. But inside I was like, yes, it's a win.
You have a win, Kristen. Well,
that's
done,
right. Thank you very much.
When you think back to the competition, the National Jazz Awards, are there any specific memories you have of participating, mm-hmm. and was it part of building the rapport with other musicians?
Definitely. The thing that calms me in those sort of stressful situations is the fact that you're playing with such amazing musicians. In 2012, it was Sam Anning, Raj Jayawera, and Sam Kivas. We had to do a vocalese back then. That's not in the criteria this time. It was in just 2012, and I was doing this Brad Meldow solo I'd put some words to. I really stuffed it up badly, and I was, you know, like pretty bummed, but you only have a certain amount of time to run through because there's... so this must have been... Yeah, it wasn't in the final three. It was all of the finalists. I just remember being so disappointed. But then when we played in the final, I remember the ballad... I looked over at Sam Kivas and he just had tears in his eyes and he just kind of nodded at me and I was like, oh, like it kept me going, you know,
yeah.
And I was like, I just remember thinking, oh, I can do this other song, even though I stuffed it hours ago. I'm like, it's out of my system now. It's out. Just keep going. So, yeah, it's interesting. Obviously, you have to practice you need that affinity with your instrument, but also it's a bit of a mind game. You have to really make sure you're on your own team in those very stressful situations.
Well, was there a sense of being in awe of the other participants, other competitors?
Yeah, for sure. It's kind of a beautiful thing, though. I think most people are... You're just kind of thrilled to be hearing these other amazing singers, you know, because usually if you're a trumpet player, you don't really get to play with other trumpet players. You're usually the only trumpet player on the gig, and it's the same with singers. So it was just so nice to be geeking out on singy stuff for a whole weekend, and also finding new people that you haven't heard of before, or them hearing you, and also, you know, making new friendships or growing other friendships just by being together.
A great way to look at it, a very special way indeed. My guests on Bent Notes, Dave Fuller, the chair of the Wangaratta Festival of Jazz and Blues, and Kristen Berardi, past winner of the National Jazz Award. You're listening to Bent Notes on Joy 94.9.
Thank you for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Find more Joycasts and show blogs, go to joy.org.au.
My guests on Bent Notes, Dave Fuller, the chair of the Wangaratta Festival of Jazz and Blues, and Kristen Berardi, past winner of the National Jazz Award. Dave, how important does the committee feel that the National Jazz Awards are to the entire Wangaratta Festival?
I would say it's one of our core ingredients, and beyond just the festival itself, the importance to the jazz industry in terms of giving opportunity, that leg up for some of the contestants to be able to participate and to get a connection. Kristen just alluded to that notion of being with your peers and being able to smile, continue and master your craft in a way. So for the committee, it's a no-brainer, and we'd never relinquish the title as such.
What type of arrangements have you put in place for this year's National Jazz Awards in end of October?
So we're sort of working on two styles of festival just based on COVID at the moment. It's guided by the Chief Health Officer, and we'll aim to have face-to-face and some participants with some family, hopefully to be able to be audience and support their contestants. But also beyond that, we'll have a digital element to it so that we can always stream it for everyone to be a part of the conversation.
It's creating a whole new world this year, isn't it, in terms of the digital aspect of everything?
It's definitely modernised, but what it's also done is it showed the flaws in the industry in terms of the lack of support for the arts industry and for live music, and it's given us that reflection time to be able to say, well, this is not right, and we need to support our live music scene, we need to support our arts in a much better way because they're a fundamental part of our mental health of our community fabric. And I guess for us as a board, we've tried to maintain as much of that mental health and community fabric as possible.
And I suppose running the awards actually does give some confidence to our artists that we do take them seriously.
I hope so. I well and truly hope so, in terms of that leg up, as I said earlier, and giving somebody that's trying to break into it or has broken into it but needs that support or guidance. And I guess the fact that there's a bit of a studio contract as well with Pughouse that helps them to achieve something.
The wonderful Nico Chablais. Got three prizes, Dave. What are they? You've just alluded to the first one.
Yeah, so unfortunately, due to COVID, we have had to reassess. And so first prize is $7,000, second is $4,000, and third is $2,000. And obviously then first prize also gets that opportunity to record at Pughouse.
Kristen, what are the aspects of the vocalist presentation that the judges will be looking for and taking note of? And how do you prepare for those?
Definitely looking for like an affinity with the style. There'd always need to be an element of swing happening for the contestants and improvisation, of course. So scatting or improv, whatever you prefer to call it. And then I think, to be honest, I think it's very much from years of, you know, going and listening to different people too, and also doing the competition a couple of times myself. I think the judges want to see you be you. That, for me, is greatly what jazz is about. It's about the freedom to be yourself in the music, the freedom to express and to be present in that moment. Obviously, there's many musical elements that come into play, some of which I mentioned, you know, dexterity, tone, all that sort of thing. But also, I think they want to hear someone that they feel is, you know, is definitely expressing from that place of honesty.
A very important aspect being that personal touch. Mm. You've got to be yourself.
Yeah.
Dave, how do people register to be contestants in the National Jazz Awards this year?
They can follow us via Facebook or the website. Michelle Brewer from Chill Out Dalesford is in charge of the process for us. If you've got any questions, you can reach out to her or to our general manager via the website or Facebook. Hopefully we've got some really good talent coming through for it, so I'm looking forward to seeing them.
Well, if there's a vocalist out there listening tonight who is aged 36 or under by the end of the year, you can jump onto the website, find all the details there about what you've got to present and how to nominate yourself. The closing date for nominations is the 31st of August.
Yeah, but if you are having any difficulty with that in terms of COVID for especially Melbourne people, please reach out to us and just give us a heads up, because we will try to sort something out if we can.
Kristen, any last final words for vocalists thinking of nominating?
I would just say go for it. It's just, it's so wonderful, I think, in times like these, to have a goal and have a deadline. Worst case scenario, you'll have three recorded tracks to send to venues or to festivals to get yourself a gig. It's also an opportunity to just put your foot in the ring, you know, put your hat in the ring. I think that's the correct... Put your foot in the ring. Put your hat in the ring. And as Dave said, like, it's just, this is one thing that has remained. This is one incredible opportunity for support for artists, and it happens to be vocalists. So I would just encourage if anyone's sitting on the fence about it, just have a go. There's really nothing to lose, and it's actually a really positive environment, and yeah, all the best.
And it's always lovely to be able to wander into the audition hall and be able to sit down and just listen to these amazing musicians showing themselves off, showing their work off, and competing for one of those prizes. Dave and Kristen, thank you both for chatting tonight here on Bent Notes about this year's National Jazz Awards at Wangaratta over the weekend of October 30 to November 1. The website is wangarattajazz.com, and I really do appreciate your time tonight.
Thank you so much.
Thank you for having us, David.
My guests on Bent Notes have been Dave Fuller, the chair of the Wangaratta Festival of Jazz and Blues, and Kristen Berardi, past winner of the National Jazz Award. You're listening to Bent Notes on Joy 94.9.
Joy 94.9 is a GLBTIQ community radio station in Melbourne, Australia. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.